my key findings was the process appeared to be very well organized. It was peaceful. I will tell you that I was envious of an 85% turnout in an election, which I certainly have not seen in the United States. And everything went really well. The problem was the days after the election, and I left 2 days after. And you know, of course, that the opposition rejected the results and felt that the counting was not accurate, especially the transmission of the results from the polling place. And you know that the court ruled in favor of the election results. So I think that that was a very sad outcome to what looked like a very well-organized and peaceful process. But obviously, if you have a large percentage of the population that is not happy with the results, then I am concerned for what will take place in Zimbabwe in the near future.
Now, the opposition says that it is not recognizing Mr. Mnangagwa as president. What is your view on that?
Well, I mean, I think that's a very difficult thing. The courts have ruled that is the process. And so to not recognize him as president, I don't know what that means. He is the president. And so I am hoping that they will respond in a peaceful manner and that they will be the peaceful opposition. They did win seats in parliament. They are in parliament. They are a part of the government.
So looking at the way things are going, you know, Mr. Nelson Chamisa of the MTC Alliance is saying, no, you know, he's the legitimately elected president of Zimbabwe, and he's digging into his trenches. So what's the way forward for Zimbabwe?
Well, again, I hope the way forward is peaceful opposition. I mean, look at our situation here. I don't like our current president, and we had a very messy process here in the United States, and many people question the legitimacy. But he is the president, and as long as he's the president, you know, I can say I don't want him to be the president all day long, but I'm a member of Congress, and I function as part of the government, and he is the president. And I'm hoping that we will be able to change that in 2020, if not before.
Now, looking at the argument that is being brought forward by Mr. Chamisa, he's saying he actually got 2.6 million votes against Mnangagwa's 2 million somewhere there. So now, as far as he's concerned, he says he won the election, and therefore is the president of Zimbabwe. So now, what advice can you give him? You know, as he's not going forward with that kind of maybe argument.
Well, my advice would be for him to continue to participate as a member of parliament, to expand and organize his base, and to run for the presidency again in the next election.
Now, looking at another issue, we know that the Zimbabwe Democracy and Economic Recovery Amendment Act was actually updated. It lays out this framework of improving bilateral relations between the U.S. and Zimbabwe. What's your take on it right now since Zimbabwe is at an election?
Well, whether or not we remove sanctions and whether or not we move forward in our relations, it's going to be how the government responds. So I do want Chamisa to be the loyal opposition, but I don't want to see the government commit human rights abuses. And I don't want to see them arrest, incarcerate, and attack the opposition. So both sides have to maintain peace. And if peace is maintained and the opposition is allowed to function as a legitimate opposition, then the United States should examine our relation with Zimbabwe and see how we move forward.
As a ranking member of the subcommittee on Africa, what would you recommend to the U.S. government in terms of relations with Zimbabwe?
What I would recommend is that we monitor the situation, we continue to stay engaged, and we encourage the government to respond to the opposition in peaceful manner, and we encourage the opposition to protest, to be vocal, but to do it in a peaceful manner.